The standards are more rigorous than previous ones and require teachers to help students develop their math and English skills. In response to lawmakers' requests, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau crunched the numbers to see what the new standards were costing the state. While the changes aren't costing the state much to implement, the report estimates that school districts are spending about $25 million additional dollars. State Representative Mandy Wright says it's worth the investment.
I do think that's a significant amount of funding and nothing to be borne lightly. However, we do need to move forward. I don't think we want to stay in a system that doesn't test our students for college and career readiness. First of all, we need to increase our standards. And Common Core does that.
The Department of Public Instruction says the state hasn't allocated a cent to the program, though the new report says upcoming tests will cost some money during the next school year. Karen Schrader, president of Advocates for Academic Freedom, a conservative group that opposes Common Core, says the standards are unproven and a waste of taxpayer dollars.
The expense is not the issue, because school districts are going to have to spend some money to implement any set of standards. The issue with Common Core is the fact that it usurped local control of schools, it undermines state autonomy, and the standards are not rigorous.
The Joint Legislative Council has yet to announce if it will do a separate study of Common Core, as legislators had requested. DPI plans to hold public hearings on the standards this fall. Tegan Wendland, Wisconsin Public Radio.